honest. You know deep down you're here for more. You feel the calling. There's something you're here to do. But as soon as you start working on yourself, life interrupts and you're zapped back to reality. You feel like you're stuck in the messy middle, the space between being a mom and this deeply profound spiritual being. But what if I told you you don't have to choose one side or the other, that you can exist in both? Hi, I'm Kate. I'm a neurospicy conscious mama, human design projector, and shaman here to guide you into raising the vibration of the collective, one small practice at a time. I invite you to let me guide you on this journey of growth, healing, and expansion. I'll equip you with the tools and the resources to be your own healer, to strengthen your discernment and give you the actual tangible embodiment pieces that you can apply in your day-to-day life, in the little moments between making dinner, picking up your kids, or whatever it is for you, because your spiritual growth doesn't have to be another thing on your to-do list. Pop your earbuds in, and let's pretend each episode is our weekly commitment to join each other on my virtual couch for deep conversations about things like how the patriarchy serves no one, embracing your feminine energy in an actual, tangible way, and what it's like to actually break generational trauma so you can know yourself deeply, shed your old self, and move into this new paradigm. Don't let your spiritual growth sit in a box collecting dust in the attic of your mind. Let's navigate it together in the space between.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Space Between podcast. So I am getting in a better groove here of these episodes for you. And as I've been batching some, it's come to my attention that there's always a theme here. And that is the point of this podcast, is to discuss the space between, right? Now, what does this mean? What is the space between? Okay, now there's multiple pieces of this. So the space between, first of all, is shedding those old versions of yourself, stepping into a new identity, deeper alignment, deeper soul growth, your most authentic self, right? While simultaneously stepping into what it is that you want, right? So it's towing that line. So having one foot in one side and one foot on the other, okay? Now, the other piece of this is moving out of these old paradigm ways of thinking and stepping into this new paradigm. Okay, even as we've shifted and grown and evolved collectively, you know, stepping out of the 3D and more into the 5D, just the old ways of doing things and stepping into the new ways of doing things. But we're still very much straddling that line, existing in both. Okay, and so how can we feel comfortable in the space between where we are navigating both at the same time, simultaneously, these parallel journeys, right? The other part of the space between that I speak to is specifically for women and moms. You know, you're living in this very real world of like, I have no idea what to cook for supper while simultaneously experiencing an ego death, okay? Not just me, but it's both, right? It's both and. And then just zooming out a little bit, the bigger picture of that being, it's always both and, right? How can you validate your feelings? How can you see yourself, meet yourself where you're at while simultaneously not being a victim to your circumstances and also taking action, aligned action to co-create your reality, right? It's both and that's what I want to invite you into, the space between the and, not the or, the duality, the nuance in everything, okay? And then as a shaman, of course, I navigate those lines, right? The very real physical world. And then I get to play in and help journey others into the non-physical realm, the non-physical world, right? So there's a couple different meanings to that, but what I want to invite you into is that sitting in the space between, right? When you've Maybe you're in the place of manifesting, co-creating your reality, right? And you've shed what no longer serves you, but you're in the uncomfortable, messy middle, the gap of where what it is that you want has yet to come in, right? And that's where the lessons is, and where the lesson is, and that's where the journey is, and that's the magic, and it's uncomfortable, right? That's the shadowy stuff. That's the shadow work. All of that. So, just a little reminder, reflection of navigating that space between, right? Okay, so today is a very, very juicy episode. I'm going to talk to you about your relationship with things being really good, like really, really good, like juicy and expansive. Okay? Now, most people are like, yeah, I want really good things. But then you start to get really good things. You're like, wait a second. All I know is chaos and suffering. I can't do this. This isn't good. This isn't safe. Your brain's like, this isn't okay. When's the shoe going to drop? When's the bad things going to happen? That's what I know. And all you know is your old version of yourself that was maybe defined by chaos and suffering. So while you want things to be juicy and really, really good, you maybe don't, right? And I've spoken before about the concept of existential kink. Again, I'll link it here below. It's a really great book. It's a really great resource. just talking about how the things you don't want in your life are on a subconscious level are actually you desire, right? So it's an interesting narrative, an interesting perspective shift, something to be aware of, right? When something you have in your life is it you think isn't serving you, and like, well, maybe how is it serving me? How is it keeping me safe? How does it tap into those core beliefs I hold and identities I have about myself, right? So let's talk about your relationship with things being good, okay? Let's talk about your relationship to pleasure, your relationship to joy. Now, as a mom of three, when I was on my journey, I didn't have a relationship to things being good. I wasn't in my feminine at all, okay, years ago. I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't even know what that looked like. I didn't even know it was a thing, okay? I didn't know it was something I needed to do. And here we are, right? Years later. And it's still something I need to continually step into, right? It's a balance of both. I'm always going to invite you into that balance. As a shamanic practitioner, the Peruvian concept of things being in aini, things being in balance. And that's always what we want to try to do, is to balance things, right? You want to step into having a better relationship with pleasure, with joy, with happiness. You want to increase your capacity for things to be good, because it gets to be good. That's the point. We're not here to suffer. We're not here to just do the work again and again and again. Step off karmic cycles. We're here to have kitchen dance parties and enjoy the magic and the joy of living this life, right? Have fun. To have fun. Now, it's hard to have fun when you're surviving, right? When you're not thriving. And again, take what serves you, leave the rest. When you're in survival mode, this is not something you're thinking about. Okay? And I go through ebbs and flows of being in survival mode, where this is not my concern. But then again, I'm bringing it back to balance. How can I step into that thriving? What does that look like for me? I'm always going to speak to my unique perspective of being a single mom with ADHD. How can I step into more pleasure? How can I step into having a good relationship with joy and things being good? Because things are hard. A lot of the time, I struggle. I struggle a lot, and I'm supporting other little creatures that also struggle, okay? But again, that balance. So what are the ways that you can invite more joy and happiness and increase your relationship with pleasure? Okay, first of all, if you've been following me for a while, you know, going on your journey to heal your relationship with your body and step into more self-pleasure, okay? This is a conversation you can have with your partner, but feel free to have a conversation with yourself. What is your relationship to self-pleasure? Do you have a self-pleasure practice? What's your relationship to your body? Okay, now I am not the person who's going to walk you through this, but I'm going to invite you into it. Okay, starting to think about it. How does it make you feel? What comes up for you? Are you in tune? Are you connected? It's a really great way to start to tap into that. Okay, so this is all sacral energy stuff that we're going to be talking with. Okay, that juicy womb energy. And there's maybe some healing that you need to be invited in to doing in this area. More than likely, there's healing here, right? Having expanders. Again, I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot of the time, but having expanders, having people you look up to that are embodying this, again, in your season, right? I always look for expanders that are moms. And if they have the support that I do not, I remind myself that they have support to be in this, right? There's privilege attained with some of this, okay? So finding someone you can look up to that's like living life the way that you want them, that you want, okay? They're tapped in, they're tuned in, they're turned on, they're magnetic, right? Putting that in front of you, that's what you're consuming in a way that feels good for you, right? Now, I've talked before in previous episodes about surrounding yourself with beauty, okay? That's a really great way to increase your capacity for joy and happiness, is that your brain gets used to that. Your body gets used to that. It responds to things being nice and being good, buying yourself flowers, having, like, that's for me. I'm that lover girl, right? I want the flowers and the candles and the soft, cozy blankets and the things that remind me of safety and beauty and joy. Mindfulness practices, something as simple as eating your food slowly. And we're not doing all the things all the time, remember, okay? We're busy running around. I get it. You don't need to add another thing to your to-do list. That's not the point here. It's to just stop and breathe and notice. Take an extra long sip of that coffee. Stop and smell the flowers is literally what I'm inviting you into, okay? How can you just add more joy and just continue to expand your relationship to pleasure so that you can expand deeper into things being really, really good and juicy? Okay? And it's a process when you've maybe stepped out of this fight or flight state, when you're used to things being hard, when you feel like it's been, you know, trudging uphill. And now you're in this place of expansion and you're like, I don't know what to do with this. Remember that it gets to be juicy. It gets to be good. It doesn't mean things aren't going to ever happen to you. You just get better at navigating it. It doesn't throw you off, right? You feel empowered in your journey. Another way that I really love tapping into this, again, I feel like I'm repeating myself, but that's okay, is really owning parts of my cycle, right? So when I'm ovulating, I feel good. I feel magnetic. And how can I capitalize on that? Okay. Permission to just get dressed up and wear the red lipstick or whatever feels good for you to just embody that deeper. Why not? Who cares? Right? Own it. I feel uncomfortable. That's okay. That's the point. That's what we're doing here, right? That's what we're doing here. That's okay. Little baby steps. How can you take little baby steps on the purpose, on the path of embodiment, right? Something as simple for me last year was buying myself perfume. I don't remember the last time I bought perfume. Also, I didn't want to wear like artificial things. So I found a clean perfume that's not going to be a hormone disruptor for me because that's important to me. But just the simple act of spraying myself with perfume before I leave the house, I'm just like, I am this queen. And it does. It helps me tap into that queen energy. Even when I feel like I'm living as a trash panda, you know, maybe during my luteal phase. Okay. Maybe if we're running on dry shampoo and mascara and we're a little bit of survival mode, you can still thrive in that. Okay. You can still tap into that. It's still available to you. And last but not least, my favorite, you guys know this, music and dancing. Okay. Make yourself a playlist that makes you feel like a badass queen. Okay. That you can put on at any moment to remind yourself of who you are, how powerful you are, how magnetic you are, how magnificent of a goddess you are. Dance around to that. These are just little ways. We're busy. We've got a lot on our plate. So how can we step into deeper embodiment? Okay, how can you, and I'm gonna bring that layer of that lover girl energy because I am that lover archetype, okay? I love love. I'm a hopeless romantic. I listen to, you know, I read fantasy romance books. I'm gonna always be lighting the candles. I'm always gonna be Things are always going to be vibes. I'm always going to be setting the mood, all the things. So what are ways that you can bring that into your life that remind yourself that things are good to help you tap into pleasure and play and fun and joy and magic and juiciness? It's all there. It's all wonderful, just a step at a time. Okay, this is really fun for me. I love playing in this energy. And this is an open invite to any of my lover girls who want to step into and embody this more. Okay, I have a couple things that I have on behind the scenes. So if you are like, I really want to step more into this energy, right? I want to do the spiritual growth or healing from a place of expansion, of really stepping into this queen energy. I want to embrace the lover archetype within me, okay? I want to wear the red lipstick confidently and I want to buy myself flowers and I love love and I just want to own that part of me. So if that's something that resonates with you, send me a message. I have a couple things I'm working on behind the scenes, and I really love to support you in this journey, working with some people one-on-one specifically. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was fun for me. I hope there were some takeaways. Again, send me a message on Instagram, or you can send me a message below on SpeakPipe. Share this if you feel called, if there's some other girls, some other queens and women in your life that need to hear this message, please share with them. Until then, we'll talk next week. Bye.